Okay, good morning, brother. Good afternoon. And today we are going to be diving into the untold truths. Now, you may have recently got your hands on the guide that I sent out. If you haven't, don't worry, because in these podcasts over the coming weeks, I'm going to be breaking down each one of the untold truths. So, first up, as you know, this is just a private recording. For you as a subscriber, so it's a chance to say thank you and to give you extra content, a bit of a deep dive in each of these particular areas. So first of all, I just want to explain why that guide came, how it came about, why I put it together. Well, first of all, really, if you're done with feeling like I'm not normal or what's wrong with me, why can't I get this right, or you have a feeling of we want to get out of our heads so that we can be more present and give pleasure to our partner. I was there as well. Don't get me wrong, I still definitely have times where it can be easy to go into our head, but now I know what to do about that. I know how to handle that. And it took me quite a while to get my hands on these tools and understand them. I had to have a lot of conversations, read many different books. I worked with many different people to understand what I needed to do to fix this. And so, what I wanted to do is, it felt like the right time to put the guide together. And in these talks that we'll be doing, it's about uncovering each one of these truths. And this is really a culmination of years of spending a lot of money and a lot of time and doing a lot of reading and research to figure out each one of these areas. And so I've tried to distill them down into their most simplest form to share them with you. And ultimately, we're doing this because we want to avoid this feeling of embarrassment, right? Awkward moments in the bedroom or having to apologize, trying to convince our partner it's not because of them when they're saying to us, oh, is it you don't find me attractive anymore? Am I not beautiful to you? We've all been there and we want to avoid having these kinds of moments. So, my hope is by sharing these untold truths, we can get our head around and get to the bottom of sexual performance anxiety so that we can figure out what's actually going on. And this is about getting the right tools and strategies to be able to move forward and feel normal again and have incredible sex because you deserve that. So let's go straight into truth number one, untold truth number one. This is what today is going to be all about. And this is the fact that erection problems are extremely normal. Erection problems are extremely normal. And I want to imagine at the start here a picture. You know that movie scene where it's awkward if your parents were in the room, that kind of scene where there's two lovers, this incredible intensity and passion between them. And they're going to the bedroom or taking things to the next level. And then all of a sudden, the guy looks down and he's shocked by the fact that he can't get hard. And his partner is shocked. Have you ever seen that happen on a movie? Read about it in a book? Seen it on porn? Nope. No, nor have I. I've never seen this. But why? Why is that? So today, that's exactly what we're going to be doing, is dispelling myths and uncovering the staggering truth of how normal erection problems actually are compared to what society and media would have us believe. So stick around if this sounds like it's interesting to you, because I think from this, you will leave with a sense of, wow. I did not realize that this was the actual reality. This was the actual scale of what was going on. So let's first of all dive into the portrayal of masculinity and where we get this from. So books is one place, magazines, movies, of course, YouTube videos, social media now, and porn. Porn plays a huge, huge part in particularly sexuality, when it comes to masculine sexuality, what it means to be a man. And we all have these references that we build from a young age. And when we think about it, you know, nobody really talks to us about the reality, or most fathers, whether it's fathers, teachers, carers, whoever it may be, we don't really learn about the reality of sex and masculinity. We're just kind of left to discover that for ourselves. And the message is very clear from what we read, that erection problems are rare, and that it's a sign of a broken man, or a relationship that's failing, or something is wrong with our body. That is what it would be understandable. It is understandable that that's what we would believe if we start experiencing erection problems, because we're not really told anything different. We're just shown, okay, instant hard-ons, or should be able to have sex wherever, continuously give pleasure wherever, and if we're not able to do that, then we're not a man. But this, of course, we all know is not reality. So why are these topics shied away from? Well, first of all, I guess the ultimate one is it doesn't make for a great movie, right? It doesn't make for a great movie in terms of a money-making movie. Sex sells is the term that comes to mind. And so if we have a movie where that doesn't happen, then I guess people would find it a bit more boring, or it wouldn't be making the same amount of money. So I think it probably comes down to that and the thing of sex selling. Take the book, The 50 Shades of Grey, for example. I think that's one of the all-time biggest sellers, definitely in that field of writing. So sex sells. That's why we don't really have any other reference points to tell us the truth about what's actually going on. But let's have a reality check right now. The National Institute of Health in America did a study on this recently, and there were surprising statistics that 30 million American men deal with the weight of this unspoken truth, deal with erection problems in some way, shape, or form. 30 million, and that is just American men. And it's not just American men, it's men that have put their hands up to say something's going on here. So this is only the people that have counted themselves in. There is going to be a shitload of other people that haven't, and actually the majority of people wouldn't have put their hands up to say something's going on. So we can imagine it is pretty common. If 30 million men are the ones that have put their hands up to say something, we can just imagine what the percentage, and I'm going to come on to that next, would be for, so what's actually going on? How many guys do actually experience this? So let's take a bit of a deep dive into the statistics. There was another aging study that I wanted to share that was done a bit longer ago than the National Institute of Health, the Massachusetts Male Aging Study. This was a really insightful one, and it had honestly quite a shocking revelation, is that 40% of men from who they surveyed, 40% of men by the age of 40 experience erection problems in some way, shape, or form. 40%, that's almost half. But there's no way that we would go around thinking, let's say if we're in a room with 10 guys, that four of them are experiencing erection problems in some way, shape, or form. Right? We just don't think that. It feels like we're on our own, that there's no one who we know that would understand what's happening. And we just don't talk about this as men because we feel like we want to be able to fix things for ourselves. So why do we let societal norms dictate our self-worth? Why do we let society, these shackles from society, keep us in silence and suffering in silence? Because the movies can't change that for us, right? Society can't change that for us. We can only change it for ourselves. But it's important, first of all, to understand why we stay in this zone of not really wanting to talk about it. First, as we said, there's the masculine part of this, of wanting to fix things, wanting to figure out things for ourselves. So that's one part. But I want to share a story of a guy that I spoke with and worked with recently. And from a young age, he had heard from his father, you know, you've just got to go and get the girl, just do it, you know, just push through, be a man, they'll love it. And from his mother, he'd heard things like, you have to treat women with respect. Okay, a woman will only like you if you're open, if you're honest with them, if you're transparent, you're truthful with them, and if you court them and date them and treat them with respect. So you can see here the two massively conflicting views, and you may be able to relate to this in some way, shape, or form. But massively conflicting views and some stories that may sound familiar. And it's not just with this one guy that I've heard this. It's been with countless guys that I've worked with around the world in some way, shape or form. Either a father influence or a male influence. And then there's been this total opposite perspective from usually the female, but not always. It's not always this way around, where it's caused a contradiction in the mind, in our mind at a young age of, what, do I do this or do I do this? And ultimately that keeps us stuck as we get older, because we have this these chains. One's pulling us left, one's pulling us right. We don't know what to do. And then we're fed everything that society tells us, and it just becomes extremely confusing. And so it's easier for us to stay in this stuck space of thinking the ways that we've been told to think, and thinking that something's wrong with us, or thinking that we just have to push through and ignore, not listen to what's going on in our body. It can seem easier to stay that way. Why? Because it's what we know. Because it's what we know. Though the truth is, you know, and I know, that's not the thing that is going to get this sorted for us. It's not about the actual problem itself. It's really about understanding what's going on and getting new tools, new strategies, new knowledge. That is our weapon to be able to get this sorted. And especially now that we know the truth of how many guys actually go through this. For me, there's something in this of being a role model, you know, being a leader, first for myself. And when I'm saying for myself, I'm talking about all of us. First for ourselves, by putting our hand up to say, something's going on that I want to get sorted. I've been trying this for a while. I'm not getting the results that I want to see. And I know that I need to get a new set of tools or a new way of thinking to be able to get this sorted. And being brave enough, going first and being brave enough to put a hand up and say, that's me. And I'm ready to do something about this. Because when we do that, just imagine, right? Just imagine, let's say 90 days from now, this is sorted. It's not a problem in your life anymore. You feel normal again. You're having passionate sex with your partner or the person that you're dating. And you just feel on top of your game. You feel confident as a man. You feel peaceful. You feel calm. Imagine how that feels. You're giving pleasure to your partner. And you're just having an incredible connection and incredible sex. There's no doubts. There's no fears or worries anymore. Imagine that. And the positivity that would ripple out of you. So first of all, there's this inner confidence, right? Inner confidence and certainty of who I am as a man. Then that ripples out to our partner, that confidence and certainty. Then it ripples out to our friends and families, then to the people that we work with. And that's just our immediate circle. Imagine how that would impact a person's day. So our partner's day, for example, it's going to have a positive impact on them. And then they go and interact with however many people during a day. So it really ripples outwards. And that's why going first and putting our hand up first and leading here, even when it feels uncomfortable, even when we don't know the answers and we know we're going to just have to work it through and have some conversations that we haven't had before. That's why it's important being a leader, because of the influence and the impact that we can have on not just ourselves, but our partners, our friends, our families, the people we work with, and the wider world, literally, because of all of the interactions that other people have. That's what this means. And first of all, I want you to say, even when you put your hand up and say, I'm ready to get this sorted, even in that moment, you're not alone. You're safe and you're not alone. Because there's you, there's me, there's millions of other guys out there who are experiencing the same thing. And this is about setting standards for a new normal. For a new normal. Imagine 40% of guys experience this in some way, shape or form, and it's just not spoken about. So I want to say that our worth, your worth, my worth, our worth is not defined by a momentary blip or things that we don't really understand that's going on in our body. What our worth is defined by is how we deal with situations. Do we get up? Do we move forward even when it feels uncomfortable? And we accept that I don't have the knowledge or the tools that I need right now to get this sorted. And I accept that I'm going to go out there in the world and find these tools and knowledge, whether that's working with somebody, whether it's reading, whatever it may be. That is really what this is about. Taking that first step, even when it feels uncomfortable. Okay, so that's it for today. Next week, the untold truth that we're going to be discussing is about how our body is choosing protection over pleasure. How our body is choosing protection over pleasure. So if you have ever felt like stress stole your passion, then good. Next week is going to be one that you will want to listen to. I will see you there.